Hello, boys and girls, and welcome once again to the Cave of Solitude, your pop culture and comic book podcast, coming to you from the megacity metropolis of Toronto. I am your host, Eric Anthony, and this is another edition of The Road Report, where I attempt to make my way to work on the 401 Express, while at the same time podcasting with you, the people. And for this episode, I thought we would talk about something that is about to take place in our city in just a couple of days from now, and that is none other than Fan Expo Canada 2019. It's the big con for Canada, I would say, the one that is comparable to San Diego Comic-Con or even New York Comic-Con, although it's named differently in scope and size and in the people that it attracts. It is pretty damn close to being on that level. I think Fan Expo, as I said before in other episodes, is number three when it comes to the size and the amount of attendees for a Comic-Con, if you will. But what is Fan Expo? Maybe you're listening to this and you've heard about it, you think it's just strictly a Comic-Con, or you're not really sure of if you want to attend, how do you go about doing it? I did a review of last year's Comic-Con where I kind of went through the show, and some of my friends who are listeners had mentioned, you know, maybe you should do that show before the con begins. And we are a couple of days away, so you might be getting this a little bit later. Hopefully you hear it tomorrow when I post it, so that it's still, what's the word I'm looking for? So that it's still relevant to you. What, regardless, either way, it could still be relevant for the 2020 or 2020 Comic-Con or Fan Expo Canada. Pardon me, Fan Expo Canada. So what is Fan Expo Canada? Well, whatever you might be into, if it's involved in fandom, you'll be able to find it at the Metro Toronto Convention Center, downtown Toronto, close to pretty much every major landmark that you can think of when you think of Toronto. It's close to the CN Tower. It's close to the Rogers Center where the Toronto Blue Jays play. It's close to where the Toronto Maple Leafs play. If you get off at Union Station at on our subway line, you most likely will find the Metro Toronto Convention Center rather easily. And once you get there, you'll be able to purchase your tickets and attend this great event. Now, to begin, now keep in mind, folks, I am driving and I'm going off the top of my head. I don't have any show notes on me, so if I do ramble, pardon me. I always got to give you that editor's note at the beginning of these. But if you want my advice and you're hearing this in time, I would highly recommend that you purchase your tickets online. This saves you a lot of time because, in my experience, I started attending this show in 2006, I would say, when I first got back into comics, when I started my apprenticeship and I had some extra money to spend, and I saw these flyers being handed out at comic shops for this Fan Expo Canada. To me, it didn't seem like it was a real place. It seemed too good to be true. That's how wet behind the ears I was when it came to comic cons and things of that like. And when I went to this show, for me, for the first time, it was like heaven on earth, because I walked into this huge room that was just filled with everything that I could possibly think of that I love. Now, if you like comic books, definitely the hub to go to for a Comic-Con in Canada. You'll be able to pretty much find anything you're looking for there, for the most part. If you're into collecting toys, statues, any type of memorabilia, it's there. And this is all on just the retail aspect of the show. My first couple of shows were very much centered on finding comics and buying books for really good deals that were hard to find, or things that were in back issue bins or graphic novels for, you know, half the US cover price. It's a great place to kind of start your collecting if you're interested in getting on the ground floor of comics and finding a way to begin a collection. But also, what over the years really piqued my interest were meeting creators, people who were the writers and the artists of these comic books, and also up-and-coming artists and writers of comic books, such as Ricky Lima, who was on the show a few episodes ago. You can meet these folks there. And for people who are really, really into comic books, these are kind of like our celebrities. Me and my buddy Adam Chapman were talking about this a couple of episodes ago as well. These are kind of like our celebrities, people who we become starstruck with, because in our mind, there is no Captain America or Avengers movies if these guys never wrote the stories that inspired the books or inspired the movies that they're adapted from. So you have very easy access to these artists and writers and are able to ask them questions and talk to them for quite a while if you're not too shy to approach them. And I highly recommend that if you do have people who you are fans of that are there and you appreciate their work, or even people who are in Artist's Alley who are trying to get their name known and they have a couple of their own self-published books, engage with them, talk to them, see what it is they like. You'll have a really good time just doing that. But again, get your tickets online. I started that whole rant because in 2006 and 2000 and I would say, oh boy, the first couple years I was hit and miss with going to these shows. And I wasn't too savvy about buying things online yet. But the first couple of times that I went, it was a mess when it came to buying a ticket and getting into the show. I would end up waiting an hour to 2 hours at a time, really missing out on some good programming and time that I could be spending on the con floor. And time does go by pretty fast at these shows because there are quite a bit of people. There's a lot of things happening, a lot of things to see. So managing your time is key. So if you don't want to lose any, if you don't really want to waste time, buy your tickets online and you will bypass a lot of the nonsense if you're just walking up to the gate and buying it on the spot. So that's that. Another thing to be aware of is that there are many celebrities from the past, present, and possibly even hit shows that are about to come out. Things are about to happen this year. I mean, if you are a fan of retro television shows and nostalgia, three of the cast members of Saved by the Bell will be there, and one of them is the main star of Saved by the Bell, Mark Paul Gosselaar. I think that's how you say his name properly. Zach Morris is going to be there with A.C. Slater, as well as Elizabeth Berkley. So A.C. Slater is Mario Lopez. But A.C. Slater, Zach Morris, and I can't remember Elizabeth Berkley's character's name now. Jesse Spano is going to be, they're going to be there. Now, along with them, you're going to have Brendan Fraser, Zachary Levi of Shazam, and I think he was in the show, he was in another show as well. Can't remember the name of it because I got people flashing their lights at me. Marvelous Miss Maisel, he was recently in that show. He was in Shazam playing the titular character, as well as Chuck. I think he was in the show called Chuck. So this is a guy who's deeply entrenched in fandom and things of that nature. So there will be a lot of people who will be excited to see him. There's been years where the cast of Back to the Future has been there. This year, I don't think that's the case. But a lot of the celebrities from television shows, such as Game of Thrones and a lot of the CW shows that are comic book based, I think Rainn Wilson from The Office is going to be there. That's not comic book based, but you get the drift. If you're into some type of fandom, take a look at who's going to be on that guest lineup. Take a look at what days they're going to be there, because they're not there from Thursday to a Sunday. A lot of them are there just for a Saturday, such as Brendan Fraser. This year, the big get that they're trying to promote, which I think is funny, but hey, for some, this might be a huge person to meet, is John Travolta. He's going to be there only on Sunday. Now, why do I mention all of these people's names with this random information? Well, you can't just walk up to them the way you do the comic book creators. You got to buy yourself a photo op, schedule when, or see on the schedule when the photo ops are. And a lot of times to meet these celebrities, depending on how big they are or how many days they're going to be there for, whatever the case may be, prices range. So I remember one year I was debating on meeting Christopher Reeve, or Christopher Lloyd, pardon me, Christopher Lloyd for Back to the Future, Doc, because that's my favorite movie of all time. And I had seen the lineup for it. It was so-so. You do spend time in photo op lineups. But then to meet him, shake his hand, and get a quick signature cost like $80. So I approached a gentleman who I saw had gone through the line, got his picture signed, and was kind of just staring at his picture, and I don't know if he was happy, if he was disappointed. And I went up to him, I go, so what, was it worth it? And he stared at me with these like puppy dog eyes and just said, no. But for some, I know for some, it's a great experience. So it's really up to you how you feel about it. But you do need to know that it isn't just you pay for your ticket, you walk in, and you can meet these people, meet and greet, and hang out with them. When it comes to the big name celebrities, not so much. But the one thing you should know, to get the nice, worthwhile interaction with these folks, attend a panel. When you walk into the Fan Expo, or any Comic-Con for that matter, but for Fan Expo, I know from experience, they give you a nice little booklet that has a schedule in it, depending on what you're into. If you're into horror, if you're into anime, comic books, as I mentioned, or even just celebrity panels, sci-fi, you can go through the schedule, see what times these events are taking place, kind of mark your or map your way through the weekend, or if you're going for the day, pick those moments that you want to attend these panels. They're worth it. I highly recommend them because you get a little bit more of an intimate one-on-one sort of interaction with them. Not that it's just you and them, but the questions that are asked are not usually the questions that you're going to see on a TV interview press junket, if you will. A lot of times they let little secrets and things like that slip, and people can get away with asking some questions. Maybe they will answer them, maybe they won't, depending on the size of the crowd. But they're pretty informative, they're pretty fun, and I really enjoy them. Of course, me being me, I enjoy the comic book panels a little bit more because depending on who the creator is, the rooms are a little bit, those are even more intimate, and you can definitely ask a little bit more personal questions into the creative process of some of these artists and writers, which is a lot of fun, and it gives you good insight into the things that you're consuming as a reader or as a consumer. So the panels, I feel, are the key to the weekend, and of course the shopping and finding good deals and things of that nature. I'm trying to think of any other information that might be useful to you. Okay, this might be ridiculous, but for me, I learned over the course of a few years, one, bring yourself some water, bring yourself some snacks to get through the day because the food is expensive, and there's, again, a lineup at certain parts of the day that'll eat up a lot of your day if you're waiting for a slice of pizza for $10. Bring yourself a sandwich, bring yourself some water. Whatever you gotta do to help yourself get through the majority of the day is a smart decision, something refillable even. As well, I used to go for 1 or 2 days, random days, depending on my availability. This is a couple of days away, so more than likely you can't go for the full 4 days. But if what is on the schedule, and if you do have the freedom to do this, it is worthwhile to pay for what they call the deluxe pass for the weekend. Because let's say you want to go Saturday and Sunday, right? Those are the big days. You want to spend your days there this weekend. So you buy two individual tickets. Those two tickets are going to cost you more for going two solo days, Saturday and Sunday, than it would if you bought a pass for the entire weekend. I know it doesn't make sense that 2 days is more expensive than buying for 4 days, but that's how they sell it. So whether or not you're gonna go Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, if you do plan on going 2 or more days, even 2.5 days, the deluxe pass is actually more worth your dollar. But that is something maybe you have to plan further in advance. But if you're a local in the city of Toronto and you do wanna go and you just wanna pop in for an afternoon and stay for a few hours and then come back the next day, stay for a few hours, not have to spend the entire day there, it still is probably worth your dollar to go about it that way. Just a piece of advice. The full deluxe pass for 4 days to get into the show is $125. So imagine paying a Saturday and Sunday where it's going to be more busy and harder to buy a ticket at the ticket booth, because a lot more people are just going to be walking in. Imagine how much time you would save with all that nonsense. That's my little two bits of advice. For this year, some of the highlights for me in the comic book realm, because this is, you know, the comic book pop culture show or a comic book show. I'm kidding. But some of the highlights, it's a really good slate of characters. They've got Todd McFarlane, the creator of Spawn and one of the more celebrated Spider-Man artists and writers. Todd McFarlane is going to be there. I don't remember the last time he was at this show, but that's a pretty big get. And he's also one of the founders of Image Comics. I just missed my exit, everybody. Yay. He's also a founder of Image Comics, which is one of the major publishers today in comic book, in the comic book world. If it wasn't for him and another guest, Jim Lee, who's also going to be there, who is now the CEO, I think the CEO or one of the top dogs at DC Comics. He's also going to be there. I don't think they're going to be there for every day of the weekend, but they're both showing up, which is a pretty awesome get, as well as Steve McNiven, who was the artist on such books as Old Man Logan, which heavily inspired the movie Logan, as well as Civil War. He was the artist on Civil War. He will also be there. Those are just three of the top billed names. But if you go through the list, good friend of the show, Kevin Boyd, put together a really solid lineup of comic creators. And it's a good mix of legends, superstars of, you know, maybe the 90s, but also modern day people who are writing some of the best stories in comic books right now. So definitely, if you can, come check it out. Look for me. You can look for Martin Slam Duncan will be there. Often co-host of the show, Shane Heron, will be there at the Raid table this year, which is awesome. It's going to be really exciting to see him, as well as Ricky Lima, who's on the show. You'll be able to buy both Shane and Ricky's books there. They'll have plenty on their table, and they're good books too. They're worth your while. But you look for myself, you look for Martin Slam Duncan. He'll be wearing a big yellow shirt. You can't miss him. And if you do see us, say what's up. Engage with us. We're more than happy to talk and talk shop with whatever fans we might run into. So that's Eric Anthony, another Road Report, telling you about this year's Fan Expo Canada. I hope you can make it out there. It's going to be a really good time. And you can email us at caveofsolitude@outlook.com. Leave us a review on iTunes. And also follow some of my friends' follow some of my friends' podcasts, such as Adam Chapman of the Comic Shenanigans, as well as Martin Slam Duncan of the Fastball Special, who just recently posted up his episode 50, which I'm going to be looking forward to listening to. So thank you again for listening. I've got to find my way to work because I am lost. It's been a blast talking to everybody, and we will talk to you soon.